3. The standpoint for Brexit. In contrast to the opinion already mentioned, some people think that globalisation, which is to restrict the role of each state, has some limits, and that globalisation is therefore almost approaching the end. Recently, this position has been taken particularly by the French anthropologist Emmanuel Todd. According to Todd, due to the economic crisis faced by the United States and the United Kingdom, the dreamlike idea that the international free movement of people and capital will foster convergence into a unified world that has long been the liberal viewpoint of the United States is coming to an end. He continues, "The United Kingdom decided to leave the European Union, the EU, to limit the flow of immigrants and move to once again become a nation state." This position does not necessarily mean that people around the world should not have friendly relationships with each other. Rather, it insists that if each nation state is able to organize their own domestic policies, then they will be able to afford to deal with international issues caused by globalization, which lays too much emphasis on human security and the borderless economy. In other words, this position suggests that we should re-evaluate the importance of the modern state system, both in domestic and foreign affairs. Seemingly, this view is too conservative, but it is supported by some British business leaders and commentators. For instance, Christopher Hayward, chairman of the City of London Urban Planning Committee, points out that the British capital continues to vie with New York for the status of the world's financial top dog, coming ahead of the Asian centres of Hong Kong, Singapore, Shanghai, and Tokyo. Everybody thinks that because of Brexit, we are going to be threatened by Paris, Frankfurt, and so on. But our challenge does not come from other European cities. As regards relationships between the UK and other foreign countries, they are basically satisfactory. For example, statistics show that London led the way in attracting international real estate investment between the summer of 2017 and 2018, pulling in $25 billion, €22 billion, twice as much as next placed Hong Kong. Especially a lot of Asian countries such as Japan, China and India have increased their investments during these years. Hayward analyses this as follows. In addition to a large pool of international talent, culture and nightlife in the City of London, one of its strengths lies in Britain's business-friendly regulatory and tax systems. Stephen Lansdowne, co-founder of Hargreaves Lansdowne, a financial service company listed on the London Stock Exchange's top index, also supports the position of Hayward by concluding that, to be honest, it, Brexit, will do the world of good. From these views, we can recognise that some leading economic players are now very confident of the future of the UK after Brexit.